And now a look at the latest local news on WIBD. It appears that a 47-year-old Richfield man who allegedly attacked and seriously injured his 13-year-old neighbor with a hammer in August will be committed to a mental health facility. Based on a psychiatrist's examination of Brian Scott Olson, both the defense and prosecution agreed in court yesterday that Olson is not guilty because of mental disease or defect. Negotiations between the two sides continue. Olson is due back in Washington County Court on January 11th. He was placed in the Winnebago Mental Health Institute after his arrest. Olson has a history of mental health issues. Updating a story from yesterday, Jackson police say they've identified a suspect in thefts from vehicles on Christmas night in the areas of Pine, Juniper, and Ash. They've recovered some property they say hasn't been reported as stolen. So if you're missing anything, contact police. Germantown police believe a woman is responsible for three residential condominium burglaries this month. Small items like jewelry and money have been taken. The burglar got in through unlocked windows. First break-in was December 3rd or 4th on Abbey Court. The second during the day on December 20th on Amanda Drive. The third just after 2:15 Tuesday afternoon on Biscayne Drive. A resident was in the condo when the suspect attempted to enter through a window. An observant neighbor provided the information that led to the arrest of a 24-year-old West Bend man and 23-year-old West Bend woman in connection with the burglary of a garage near Silver Lake in the town of West Bend. Several items, including tools and electronics, were taken sometime last Thursday evening. When the investigating deputy went door-to-door on Friday looking for more victims or more information, a neighbor was able to provide details about a suspicious vehicle in the area the night before. That information was sent to area law enforcement, and a deputy spotted the vehicle on Highway 167 near Scenic Road in the village of Richfield about an hour later. The deputy found one of the missing tools in the vehicle and arrested the man. The woman was later arrested at a home in West Bend where the rest of the stolen property was located.